Hello, my name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand episode of Media FA. Today, I'm alone. Today, I'll be going over the 37th media consumers that will be focusing on Godzilla X Kong, the new empire. So yeah, I know it comes out tomorrow, but we are here. More Godzilla X Kong stuff. So, I mean, yeah, it's twice in a row for me. Pancakes has this episode, out already. But yeah, we're going over this. We're going all over a lot of stuff that that IGN posted from... I forgot what Sunday was after... from Sunday the 10th to Wednesday the 20th. So yeah, all those videos that most of those videos IGN posted. So yeah, without further ado, let's begin. If my calendar app decides to close, I would like to see them. I would like to see. Oh no. Please. There we go. Where the fuck am I? Here we go. Technical difficulties here, folks. Here we go. So first up is, surprisingly, anime. Yeah. So the only anime stuff we have here is Black Butler Public School Arc. Now, I've never watched Black Butler, but I did see this trailer, and I mean, it looks fine. I can't really say much because I feel like I'm missing a lot, but it looks fine. I guess I can't really comment on anything. I don't know what anything is. They do say like a specific title a lot. I forgot what it is. But they do say that title a lot, and it's a bit weird, but yeah, it's there. I guess, I don't know. I don't know what to say about this. I don't watch a lot of anime. I know about Black Butler. I've known about it for a while, but I never really watched it. So I don't know what to say about it. I guess the character designs are cool. The story is kind of interesting with like them having to uphold tradition of public school, which it's a really interesting thing to do as an arc on. I don't know what is the premise of this, but yeah, I guess it looks fine to me. So yeah, if you're excited for Black Butler public school arc, good for you. And it is coming out to Crunchyroll on April 13th. I think that's day and date with Japan. So it's pretty cool. So anyways, that's it for anime. Yeah. So next up is shows, which is very kind of on brand. And that is Renegade Nell. Now, I think that this looks pretty cool. I'm probably not going to watch it because I don't really watch a lot of these shows that are on, that appear on media consumers. It's just not my thing. I don't really do a lot of, it's just how it is, or games even. But yeah, aside from that, I think it looks pretty cool. I like the time that it is set in. And I think it listens off a lot of cool stories. And yeah, I mean, the main character is like a lot of fun to watch and experience. So yeah, I'm not gonna say I can't wait, but it looks pretty cool. I think Renegade Nell looks pretty cool for what it is. So yeah, it is coming out also tomorrow on March 29th of 2024. Next up is Fallout, which we will cover in the next media consumer, which should come out next week, hopefully. But yeah, so Fallout the series, I think it has a lot of potential. It's one of the ones that does have a lot of potential, but I feel like they could fumble it very, very easily. if they don't play their cards right. Because a lot of people didn't like, because what they showed here is like a clip of the show, and people didn't really like that. Didn't really like that clip. Because it showed the character kind of being, oh, quirky dialogue and all that. But I feel like it fits. I feel like it kind of fits in the story because it's a vault dweller, and they're kind of, and the main character is going through the survivor manual said. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. Yeah. Something else I do like, I think I can complain about is the fact that the power armor can fly, unless the Brotherhood of Steel, you know, modified that it cannot fly in Fallout 4, because I actually got to that the part where you can get the power armor, and it does not do that. So, yeah, there's that. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like it'll be good, but I don't know if it will be. We'll have to wait and see until it comes out on April 11th, 2024. So that's it for shows. Not that long. And next up is movies. Which, yeah, movies. There's actually quite a lot of stuff that I do want to talk about here. And first up is the one I'm actually kind of most excited for, Monkey Man. Now, this is one of those movies that is directed by the main star, and that is something that's really cool. It's something I really do appreciate a lot about movies that are made by it, because you can really see what this actor wants to be in, kind of, and would love to, how he would make a movie, or how they would make a movie. It's really, really cool. But like, and here it is really cool because the action here is great. It's made by Dev Patel, which you can probably recognize from the movie that came out a few years ago called The Green Knight, which made the rounds because it's apparently a very good movie. I haven't watched it yet, but I do kind of want to watch it. So yeah, I think this is pretty cool. It reminds me a lot of John Wick. And it reminds a lot of people of John Wick because of the action and all that. But it looks really cool, and I really want to watch it now. When I first like saw it, I was like, what the hell is this? But then when I watched it, I was like, okay, now you have my attention. It's like it got the attention of a lot of people. So I'm excited to see how this movie turns out. If I watch it, I probably will not make an episode on it. To be genuine, I will probably not make an episode on it. It's probably one of those movies that I'll kind of watch on my own. If I do, good on me. But yeah, I think it looks a lot of fun. So yeah, Monkey Man comes out April 5th, 2024. Next up is The Crow. Now, The Crow, it's based on a comic book, and I like the character. I like how the character uses his powers, and by powers I mean he's invulnerable, and I think that's pretty cool. And we see him like take shots and all that, and I think that's really not really creative, but like it shows like the character's personality, and that's really cool. But I gotta say, how the character looks, it looks like an edgy Joker. I'm sorry, it oozes of like just edge. that's what it feels like. It just oozes edge. And yeah. But aside from that, I feel like it looks pretty cool, but I don't really know what to think here, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll turn out good, but I don't know. And my computer crashed, so I'll get back to you when this is great. No, this is fantastic. This is just great. Okay, it's back. I was about to like stop the recording to fix it, but we're good. So yeah, The Crow comes out June 7th, 2024. Next up is Franklin. Now, I feel like this could be a very, like I said with Renegade Nell, this is a very interesting time period, and it could be a very interesting movie. But I don't know how historically accurate they will take it. I don't know if much happened out there when Franklin, Benjamin Franklin was out there in France. I don't know if much happened there, but I think it could be very interesting to see if something did. I don't really know. I didn't really research anything before going into this episode. But yeah, I feel like it looks. I feel like it can be a very cool movie, a very cool and kind of informative movie. Because I have not seen many people talk about when Benjamin Franklin was in France and what happened there, other than you know him talking France into joining the war against British against Britain, or like helping them with the war against Britain, France helping the United States against the war against Britain. But aside from that, not much. So am I gonna watch it? I don't really know. But hey, it's cool, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, Franklin is coming out April 12, 2024. Next up is Pool Man, another one of these movies that is directed and written this time by the star actor, which is Chris Pine. I mean, yeah. Pool Man seems like a very, I guess, very, it's a very wild movie. It's a very wild movie. That's the best way to describe it. It's a very wild movie. It has Danny DeVito in it. It's about a guy who's kind of crazy, but he's like popping off reporting and stuff. It seems very crazy, and honestly, I like crazy. I like crazy movies because people who are crazy make a lot of good stuff, I gotta say. So, I mean, like, you know, not actually like bad crazy, but you know, like entertainingly crazy. I feel like they can make a lot of interesting stuff with that kind of mindset, and that's pretty cool. So, yeah, I feel like Pool Man can be a very good movie if done well. But yeah, Pool Man is coming out May 10th, 2024. Next up is Cash Out. Okay, I didn't really, I don't know, just, it didn't really capture me. I don't really remember anything about most, I don't know, some John Travolta's in here, and he's gonna steal from rich people. And that is very generic, and not something I'm really interested in seeing. It just is not, it just doesn't, it doesn't really interest me. Yeah, it doesn't really interest me. It looks kind of generic and boring and all that. And, you know, that's not interesting to me. I like crazy. I like action-packed. I do like serious a lot, but it doesn't really captivate me. It has those seedlings of stuff that I can be cool, but just, I don't know. Just the Cash Out doesn't really interest me. So, yeah, I mean, there's that, so. Cash Out is coming out April 26, 2024. Next up is Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces. Now, I feel like it's very cool showing us the life of people and seeing how they impacted culture in general. As in the trailer, it says that Steve Martin did revolutionize a lot of stuff. So I think that's pretty cool. I mean, showing this man's life. And how in his impact, you know, that's pretty cool and something that people really do need to know. And it's something that sometimes is just kind of necessary for kind of, you know, for people to know and kind of appreciate the artistry of these people. And I think like that's very important. So this is pretty cool, and maybe it'll get a laugh, maybe it'll get a cry, I don't know, but hey, it's adding onto Apple TV Plus's kind of historical stuff, historical documentaries and movies and all that. That's actually pretty cool that Apple TV Plus kind of has this. So yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, Steve Martin documentary in two pieces coming out March 29th, 2024. So tomorrow. Yeah. Next up is Damaged. Now Damaged is, I feel like it can be pretty cool. It is a murder mystery, and I kind of do like that. It has Samuel Jackson. Cool. A lot of stuff that really enticing. Like it really looks good, and yeah, I mean, I sure murder mysteries are not creative, but it can be made creative with cool ideas and all that. And that's like this cult kind of stuff, and I think it's really cool. Not that cults are cool, but I feel like the cult storyline is pretty cool, and they can do a lot of stuff with that. So they have a lot of good stuff to work with here. So yeah, I feel like it can be very, very good. So yeah, Damaged is coming out April 12th, 2024. Next up is Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. So I did watch the Mad Max Fury Road. It's not the first Mad Max, I think it's the fourth. Yeah, and I did enjoy it. I feel like they can do a lot of stuff here with Furiosa. Anya Taylor-Joy really shows that she has a lot of versatility here. She's like screams, like primal screams, and that's very cool. We see a lot of stuff from her here, and the actions look great. Chris Hemsworth is also really showing his versatility. He does not sound like Chris Hemsworth. He does look like him, but he does not sound like him. I'm also interested to see how Immortan Joe fits into this, because he's in the movie. So yeah, I mean, looks pretty cool. Am I gonna watch it? It could. I mean, maybe. I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see if I watch Furiosa. I was thinking when I was first like really hearing about this, I was thinking, well, when I first heard about Furiosa, I was like, well, I mean, it might flop because Mad Max hasn't really like done a lot of the Mad Max Fury Road didn't really do that well. But hey, Marvel wasn't coming out of a movie until July, and there's a lot of movies out here that might do well because there's no Marvel powerhouse anymore. So movies might just. The other movies might get the spotlight here. I think that's pretty cool. So, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, is coming out May 24th, 2024. Next up is The Fall Guy. Now, this is a terrible adaptation of the game, so I gotta say, I'm kidding. No, I'm not gonna make a joke. But yeah, The Fall Guy, I feel like it looks pretty cool. It looks like a lot of fun. And, Ryan Gosling's great for the role. I think this movie got delayed because we did cover this before, and I think it had a March release date, but now it has May. So, hey, I mean, I don't know why they delayed it, but if they did, hopefully it's to patch it up. I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't mean it's bad, but I think this movie looks like a lot of fun. I feel like it can really pull that off. So, yeah. Not much to say other than The Fall Guys coming out May 3rd, 2024. Next up is Alien Romulus. Now, we didn't really see a lot of this movie in the trailer, but I did put it in here. So, I've never watched an Alien movie, and not really anything also like Predator. I did watch Prey, but that's the only Predator movie I ever watched. And I think I will be watching Alien Romulus. I think it can do a lot of good here. So yeah, it looks great. I didn't really know if we would get another Alien movie, especially after the last one, which I think was it was one that was kind of badly received. I think it released in 2017. Alien Covenant. Yeah, here we go. Alien Covenant was the last movie that came out. And I don't think it's been very well received. Percent. Oh, okay. So it's like okay. But yeah, I don't know. So seeing the fact that we are getting not a standalone Alien movie, that's pretty cool. I feel like some of these franchises work as standalone stuff. I feel like standalone stuff, you know, it can really work. It can really work. I'm very, very excited to see how this goes. So yeah, Alien Romulus comes out August 16th, 2024. Next up is Harold and the Purple Crayon. I gotta say, I don't know. This can be kind of cool. Not cool, but it could work. But I don't know. It's a lot of people don't really like that. Harold's being portrayed by an adult. But it could work if they explain that he's all grown up now. It's kind of after the source material. It could work like that, but I really don't know, and I don't know if a lot of people really like that. So yeah. There's that whole stuff. So, I mean, yeah, I'm not really captivated to go see it, but a lot of people don't really like the fact that, what the fuck is his name? It's something Levi. The Shazam actor. Fuck. That he's being here and portraying this character. So, yeah, there's that. And Harold and the Purple Crayon is coming out August 2024. And finally, our main discussion topic, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Not much to say that I already kind of said back then in the trailer episode. Other than that, I did see a lot more of the leaks coming out. And it looks pretty cool. There's a lot of wild stuff here. And I think I'll really, really enjoy it. I do hope it's good. I've heard a lot that it's good. I really do hope that this movie is good. Because I need it. I need it to be good. So, yeah. Us Godzilla fans, us Kaiju fans, really do need a success. And not even just good. We need it to be successful, because we want the MonsterVerse to continue. So, yeah. We definitely need this movie to be good. So, please be good. Please be successful. It's tracking to make 50 million at the box office and 80 million worldwide opening weekend. So that sounds cool. It might make it back its budget in less than 2 weeks. So, yeah. I mean, pretty cool stuff. So, honestly, I'm really excited. I'm going to go see it later tonight, or maybe, no, wait, when this episode comes out. I'm recording this way earlier in the day. When this episode comes out, I will be getting ready to go watch the movie. So, yeah. I'm gonna go see it in the best way possible. CXC. Not CSX. CXC. So, yeah. I'm gonna watch it the best way in the best view I can get. So, yeah. It's gonna be pretty short, so I'm hoping they can cram all that stuff that I kind of discussed last my last episode and put it all together in a very cohesive movie. So yeah, we'll see. But Godzilla X Kong comes out tomorrow for the US and today for everyone else. Okay, now moving on to gaming.
Gaming.
Okay. So first up is Top Spin 2020 K25. It's a sport game! It's a yearly sport game. Actually, it didn't come out last year. But yeah, no. I like tennis, but no, if you're gonna... The human characters look awful here. It does not look good. The gameplay is very, very just normal. I don't really know. I don't know what to think here. But there's that, I guess. I don't know. Just eh. It's like the least evil out of all of these. It's not even made by EA, I don't think so. There's that. So, but if you're excited, it's coming out April 26, 2024 on your computer now, whatever. Next up is Street Fighter 6 X Monster Hunter Collaboration. I mean, it's for the custom character, which nobody uses, so... Yeah, not really that useful, I guess, but pretty... I guess it's cool, I don't know. Monster Hunter's already become a very big kind of game recently, so like I like to say it here, and it's kind of collaborating with Street Fighter and all that, so yeah, pretty cool. But it's for the custom character, and there's just the Rathalos costume, which it doesn't really do much. But yeah, it is coming out April 2024. Next up is F1 Manager 24. I don't remember seeing any gameplay, but it's a racing game, I think. Well, I mean, you're managing cars and you're probably racing them. Yeah, that sounds very enticing, and they didn't even show gameplay, so I can't. I don't know what to think. But F1 Manager, I think it could work, but it's not a game for me. So, yeah. It is coming out summer 2024. Next up is Nobody Wants to Die. It didn't show gameplay, but the world looks cool. The world is cool. They can really flesh it out. I like the time travel stuff. It can really work. I just have to see gameplay. I'm interested in this, but I have to see gameplay. Just show me gameplay, please. That's the least you can do. Goddamn. Show me gameplay, please. But yeah, it is coming out 2024. We should probably see it more later on the line. Anyways, next up is System Shock on console. Now, I'm glad it's coming to console because this game looks really cool. I like this type of shooter. It reminds me a lot of Doom, which I'm gonna guess its main sort of base. It looks like a boomer shooter. And I do like boomer shooters, so I feel like this looks pretty cool, and I might get it, depending on its price. If it's more than 50, no way, it's not happening. But System Shock looks pretty cool, and I might get it. I don't know. It's on my little the binoculars for games. But yeah, on console is coming out May 21st, 2024. Next up is The Crust. Now, I do enjoy building games, unlike what I just said with a F1 Manager. It's not really bad. I do like building games. I do like simulation games. I feel like having one on the moon is pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. It's interesting, and I'm not one to make a lot of, I guess, aesthetically pleasing stuff, but I do enjoy all these building games, and I do kind of envy all people that can make this kind of stuff. But I do like building games, and honestly, having one on the moon, I'm kind of up for it if it's not just PC exclusive. If it comes to console, then cool, I will probably be getting The Crust. But yeah, it has a lot of stuff going for it, and I really am looking forward to it. So yeah. Next up, there's no release date for it. I just gotta say that if I don't say any release dates, because there's none. So yeah. Next up is V Rising. Now, I think last time I talked about V Rising, I didn't really say much about it because it's top down. But I do think it looks very cool. I did hear a lot of stuff that it's very good for like a isometric kind of game, like it's a top-down game. And I don't really like top-down games, but hey, people are saying that's really cool, really good for that type of thing, and not a lot of people, and someone from like me who doesn't really like that, can probably get into this game and really enjoy it. I feel like that's pretty cool. Will I be getting it? Probably not. I don't know. It really does depend on what its pricing is. And if I do, will enjoy the game? I don't know. But yeah, that looks pretty cool. I feel like it's pretty cool, and they can do a lot of stuff with it. And people are very much enjoying it. So yeah, we'll see. Anyways, V Rising is coming out on May 8th, 2024, on PC, and it's coming out later this year on PlayStation. Next up is One Button Bosses. I did not know what this meant until I didn't know what the BTN meant until the trailer said, oh, it's one button. I'm kind of stupid. But yeah, One Button Bosses. Now, it looks pretty cool. I like the concept of it. I think like the concept of it is very, very cool. But I'm gonna say the gameplay kind of speaks to itself. You fight bosses and it's with like one button, but you have different abilities and all that, and that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So yeah, there's that. Not much else to say. Then I think it's pretty cool and has a lot of potential for it to be good. So yeah, One Button Bosses comes out whenever the hell it comes out. Next up is Empire of Ants. Now this is based off a book series, so we'll see how it is. I don't know. It's gonna have to follow the book series, but the thing is, I guess that we got to see gameplay. We did see gameplay, but it was just kind of like a walking simulator kind of, and we didn't really see anything other than that. So yeah, there's that old thing. So I don't know. Just kind of there, I guess. I don't know. Just I'm gonna have to see gameplay because this game could be very interesting, but I don't know. I don't know. So yeah, Empire Advance comes out 2024. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I don't know. So next up is Black Myth Wukong. Now this game looks very, very cool, and I do really enjoy how it's looking. I like the gameplay. It's very important for me. I like how the graphics look. I think the graphics are amazing. Also, something I forgot to say about Empire of Ants. The graphics are very impressive. So yeah, I feel like it's a lot of potential for it to be very, very amazing even. But I just thought that it needs. It really does need like I think more. I don't know, just I need to see more of it, but it looks very good. It looks very, very cool, mainly. So yeah, I'm patiently waiting for this game. I think like it'll be a very cool game, and maybe it's just Black Myth, so maybe we'll get more Black Myth games. That sounds pretty cool. Like based, like the first one's Wukong, but the next one might be something else. So yeah, I feel like it can be a pretty cool series if Wukong does well. So yeah, Black Myth Wukong comes out August 20th, 2024. Also, I don't even know. Okay. Next up is Star Wars Outlaws. Now, we didn't see much gameplay of it, but I will say that this game better not disappoint. Jeez, this game better not disappoint. I have been waiting kind of for a long time for a game that can really show that really shows me that there is a place for mercenary games. I think Star Wars Outlaws can really do that, but it has to do well. It just has to do well. So yeah, it just has to. Like it has to. I don't know. Just this has to work. Please work. I'm begging you. But yeah, I feel like the gameplay of this show looks pretty cool. And very on prime of Star Wars. But yeah, other than that, please work. So yeah, Star Wars Outlaws comes out 2024. Next up is Sandland. Now, the gameplay here, they didn't really show much other than like the vehicle combat. And I feel like the vehicle combat will be probably getting a bit tedious at times. I don't know. But yeah, another thing that's kind of based on a book series, this time a manga series. So yeah, it'll probably be following that stuff. I don't know if it'll get very far, but yeah, it could work. It could definitely work. I feel like this could definitely work. I just need more gameplay to really show. And I do like the art style a lot. I do like the art style of this game. It very much reminds me of the Dragon Ball, which this is made by the Sandland was made by the same creator as Dragon Ball, which sadly he passed away recently. So yeah, I don't know if this will be a tribute. They might ask something for a tribute, but I don't really know. But yeah, Sandland is coming out April 26, 2024. You can pre-order now, and the demo available now. Next up is First Berserker Kazan. Now, this game, it looks pretty cool. It reminds me a lot of Dark Souls, but a bit faster. And that one of my main things that kind of puts me off of Dark Souls is the fact that it's a bit slow for me. So yeah, I feel like I might give this game a try if it's not $70. but yeah, I'll definitely keep this game in mind. It looks pretty cool. I like the graphics, I like the everything here. I feel like it'll be a game that really, really works. So yeah, not much to say other than that. No release of First Berserker Kazan. Next up is Power World Raid Battle Update. Now, I haven't really talked about Power World. I'm a very big Pokemon fan. I haven't really talked about Power World. I don't really talk about Power World at all. It is not on PlayStation. I'm not gonna play it. But yeah, I guess it looks fine. I guess. A new PAL comes in. It looks like a beta. This is like a fucking ripoff Gardevoir. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like if they want to do good updates, they're gonna have to add more than one PAL at a time, and you know, make it worthwhile. Like at least like do something with it. But yeah, I feel like it'll. I think it can work. But they have to make more original PALs. So yeah, no, there's no release for the new Power World update, so moving on. Next up is the Minecraft Marketplace Pass. Okay, I mean, yeah, fine, sure, go ahead. More subscriptions. I feel like this is kind of worthless. I don't know, just doesn't really seem something that's very on-brand for Minecraft. I don't know, for me, it is kind of worthless. I don't know. It's just kind of worthless. Doesn't really hold much worth. I don't know. I'm not gonna have it. I'm not gonna do anything with it. So yeah, no reason for this either. Next up is Ascendant Infinity. Ascendant Infinity looks like if they took the aesthetic of a 90s game and put it into modern day. And the characters talk a lot, curse a lot, do a lot of stuff, and they probably get quite annoying. But the gameplay looks kind of fine. I guess it's PvE. It could be a lot of fun, but I don't know. I don't know about this game, to be honest. So yeah, it looks fine. That's all I really gotta say. So yeah, that's Ascendant Infinity. And I don't know, it just looks fine. The characters are very, very over the top 90s stuff. So I mean, I don't know. Anyways, no reason for this game either. Next up is AFK Journey. And no gameplay, but I was kind of on board with it. I like the character design, I like the world they were kind of setting up here. And then, boom, mobile game on the Apple Play Store and the Play Store and the Apple App Store. So, my interest for this game quickly died down. but yeah. It is called AFK Journey, which means that you will not be playing this game for the majority of the time. So, yeah. Oh, that sucks. It sucks. I was kind of on board of it, and then boom, mobile game. So yeah, anyways, it's coming out. It already came out, and it's covered it. I didn't even fucking realize that. Huh. It's already out. But yeah, it's already out. You can go play it if you want. I don't fucking care. Next up is Murphwood. We don't cover stuff that already came out by the time we made episodes. But I didn't catch that it's March 28th and not. And it's, March 27th was yesterday. So we don't cover stuff that's already out. When episodes are delayed, we take out stuff that comes out by that time. That's why Medica's rumors get canceled, because stuff comes out. Like, it does, and there's no point in doing it anymore. So stuff comes out, and we just kind of cancel it, and don't do anything with it. And if stuff comes out that's on the thing, we take it out. We're never gonna cover it. So, fact is, I covered it suddenly, I didn't really realize it, so my bad, but yeah. Moving on to Murphwood. Okay, this looks kind of cool. I like the class stuff, and you can not mix and match, but really like make it your own, and it'll be very personalized, and I think that's pretty cool. The mark system looks very, very interesting, and I feel like they could do a lot of good stuff with this game, and this game could really work. I feel like it's geared up for success if it does well. And you get, that's a little side of comedy, which makes sense. It's called Murphwood. But yeah. I feel like it'll be pretty cool. So, aside from that, not much to say about Murphwood. I feel like I like the fact you can mix and match classes and all. Like, it's kind of just standard RPG stuff, but with cards and stuff. You know, pretty cool. So, yeah, Murphwood. As does not have a release date. So, moving on. Next up is Zenless Zone Zero. Now, not much to say, I haven't said before. I like the gameplay. I like but now I realize how fluid the gameplay is. Like, how fluid the animations are. And it's very, very impressive. So, yeah. Just that. But yeah, nothing I've said before is changed. I do think it looks pretty cool. In this trailer, they showed, the mascot character, and the fact that it fights, there's a bunch of stuff. And, hopefully they don't really overuse that, so, yeah. That's all I gotta say about Sunless Zone Zero. It is coming out 2024. Next up is Dragon Ball Sparking Zero. Now, this game, it does resemble a lot of, the usual Dragon Ball games, Arena Fighters. But the thing that really sets this game apart is the fact that there's a shit ton of characters in this game. Like, there are so many characters in this game. It is mind-bogglingly packed. And we haven't even seen half of the roster, I don't think. It's crazy to think about how many characters are going to be in this game. And I saw people on Twitter saying, oh my god, they brought back this character. They brought this character in the game. Like, oh, there's going to be a lot of characters in here that you never would have guessed would be here. So, that's very interesting to see here. It's like the ultimate Dragon Ball fighting game, and it'll probably do very well. The gameplay is amazing. Like, there's a range attack where you can get across the arena. That looks amazing. And all the destruction, all that. That looks very, very cool. But yeah, it's really, really cool. And I really do like it. So, there's that. Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, not for release date, but it looks very cool. But I probably won't get it. I'm not a Dragon Ball fan. But yeah, moving on to Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And this game reminds me a lot of the Friday 13th game, and that's pretty much it, the Friday 13th game. And it borrows a lot from that, and I feel like that's pretty cool. And they do expand a lot of this, so there's a lot more stuff to kind of worry about, and a lot of stuff to really tap into here, and that's very cool, I guess. So, I mean, I'm about to say that it's Friday the 13th, but with Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And, yeah, I mean, they do expand a lot of stuff, and it looks very cool. And, yeah, it looks like one of those games that might ruin your friendship. Just saying. So, yeah. That's it. That's all our announcements. So, my favorites from each one: anime, Black Butler, shows. I like Renegade Inel more than Fallout, to be honest. Movies, Monkey Man, Furiosa, I like talking about, and Godzilla, it's Kong, obviously. And from gaming, System Shock, Black Myth Wukong, Star Wars Outlaws, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So, what do you guys think about any of these topics? Leave it in the comments below. You can follow us on follow us by subscribing to D Entertainment, the YouTube channel, following us on Spotify, MediaFA, following us on Twitter at Media_FA and at D Entertainment with the E at the end, and subscribing to our bonus channel, MediaFA Bonus, where we post bonus content. Duh. For me, it's at MercurySCheese on Twitter, at MercurySC on YouTube, MercurySCheese on Twitch, and MercurySC on all platforms that can be posted fanfiction on. Specifically, Wattpad, fanfiction.net, and AO3. So, yeah, that's about it. See ya.